This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Right now, let's dive in to golf. We had an excellent PGA Championship over the weekend as Justin Thomas rallies to win his second PGA title. He was seven back going into the final round, won the three-hole playoff between him and Will Zalatoris. It was the third largest rally after 54 holes in major championship history. Jinx, what a weekend for Justin Thomas. An improbable finish, but I'm not going to say it came out of left field because this is a guy that we've seen have this level of success. Were you shocked at all to see Justin Thomas win it?
I wasn't shocked. I was definitely surprised because certainly when I was looking at the leaderboard and I saw him seven strokes back going to the final round, I thought he's way too far back. That's not going to happen. But he certainly has the talent, and everyone was behind him late because they saw him make that mini run. He was really clutch, and this is where experience pays off, where he's on the 18th, and he needed a putt just to make sure he stayed in contention just in case, and he hit it. So I wasn't stunned, but having to come from behind seven strokes, he has the talent. That's not in question, but this run that he made, that's something I didn't anticipate.
Here's a sports betting lesson that you can learn from our show. A lot of us, Double D, yourself, both liked Will Zalatoris. And what was he, 30 to 1?
35 to 1.
Oh, my goodness. But here's the thing. If you only put money on Will Zalatoris to finish first, you didn't win a single dime on that bet, despite being right on the nose with your analysis. So here's the lesson. Sometimes if you like a guy to win outright, maybe put some money on him as well to finish in the top 5, to finish in the top 10. And play it a little safer.
I think that's very smart. And that's generally what I try to do because there's so much plus money involved and the odds are so large at 35 to 1. I say, okay, this is my long shot. I'll put a little bit here. But then to make a bet where maybe I can win some money, I'll bet on that golfer or someone else to finish top 5, top 10, dependent upon value. So I totally hear you there. And you can afford to do that because you're talking about so much value and so much plus money.
Right. And then the other storyline coming out of the PGA Championship, Tiger Woods withdrawing because he was in so much pain, could not finish despite making the cut at this event. And Jinx, now the question is, do we think we're going to ever see Tiger win another major?
No, he will not. Tiger is 46 years old. You can roll your eyes all you want. He has a wrecked leg. I hate the argument. It's Tiger. It's Tiger. Yes, it is Tiger. He's arguably the greatest golfer on the planet. He nearly lost his leg. Golfers go through injuries all the time. Tiger's had back surgery. He's had ACL surgery. This is different. He's lucky to be walking. Tiger is in chronic pain. He will be in chronic pain for the rest of his life. Look at the graphic of what happened to his leg in that car crash. It was almost amputated. He has a steel bar in that leg. This is not the same Tiger Woods. He has to have an entire team work on that leg after every single round just to get him ready. I love Tiger. If anyone can do it, it's him. But this is not the same Tiger. He has all the talent, but his body isn't there anymore.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before I eviscerate your argument, let's ask a question. Would Tiger Woods ever be allowed to use a golf cart? Because we've seen other golfers able to use it, right? He wouldn't be the first golfer.
Tiger wouldn't do it. Tiger is too proud to use a golf cart because he doesn't ever want any sort of advantage so that if he were to win a major, which he's not going to, there would be some sort of asterisk neck to it. He's not going to do that.
Well, that adds more fire to my argument. We are not talking about a normal, run-of-the-mill human being. We are talking about Tiger Woods here, who once won at Torrey Pines on a broken leg. We're talking about a guy who people didn't expect to walk again. What did he do? He came to Augusta and actually played well in the first round. So the ability is still there. You look at his swing speed, it is still the same speed at which he was swinging back before he was injured. So yeah, he's going through an immense amount of pain, but to say that he's never going to win another major, I think he's still going to be playing golf for a while. Golf is a game that I know it requires physical ability, but still, I think Tiger's a guy that can still play golf, you know, for several more years. And I am not going to be the idiot that counts Tiger Woods out. Jinx, you can do that all you want. It ain't going to be me.
Hey, listen, one round is one round. If you want to talk about Tiger Woods playing a low round in a major, okay. We're talking about four rounds. His body
can't. Right, but nobody expected him to come back this soon.
Yeah, but also he hasn't even been close. He had to withdraw for the first time in his career. He's never done that in a major. You know why? Because his body isn't there anymore, and he's not getting younger. It's going to get worse.
Right, but I'm saying never say never, especially when it comes to one of the most mentally tough athletes we've seen. This is the guy that was running 12 miles in army boots.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.